Hello, and welcome to episode 15 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcasts.
Hi, it's Phyllis Michaelitis. Welcome back to our weekly podcast. Today, I'm excited to talk to you about improving your bottom line with coaching. I've been watching the Olympic trials, and it brought to mind that not only the Olympic hopefuls, but also sports stars, professional speakers, actors, politicians, and successful business people from beginner to CEO employ coaches. Why? Because focusing your time, energy, and resources in the right areas can lead to success. There's no silver bullet. You can't take a quick fix course and gain long-term results. It takes lots of small steps and lots of practice. Continually focusing on individual elements builds performance and leads to success. As the legendary coach John Wooden explained, you must establish a plan to develop excellence. Coach Wooden provided feedback to the members of his teams and provided them with tools and coaching to take personal responsibility for consistent improvement. As a result, his team won 80% of their games and they claimed 10 NCAA national championships, including 7 in a row. That's outstanding results. I found his books on leadership, coaching, and success to be wonderful guides for my personal journey. You can read the books of John Wooden and other successful coaches like John Maxwell and Tim Grover for insight into how great performers in a variety of fields were coached to success. Coaching is the most critical element in sustaining the positive impact of training. It's also vital in helping employees to know what is expected, inspiring them, providing recognition, and showing your appreciation for their achievements. Coaching also reinforces learning and it provides guidance in skill development. Unfortunately, management typically expects employees to remember and implement skills that they learn in a single training program. However, for new skills to be learned and stick, you have to repeat and reinforce them until they become an automatic habit. Dr. Srini Pillai and Rudy Tanzi of Harvard University have led ongoing studies on memory. Their research indicates that mindfulness, linkages, and repetition are key factors in remembering. Interestingly, many companies and individuals don't invest in coaching activities that include mindfulness, reinforcement, implementation, or assessment and feedback. So the value of training is quickly lost and there's no positive impact on the bottom line. In many organizations, management has the endpoint vision that they've delivered the training, the people are fixed, and now it's up to the employee to use what they've learned. They put the full responsibility on the employee to perform. But how much of what they've learned is recalled if there's no coaching or feedback? With coaching and feedback, the employee can not only retain and use the new skills, but they can also make adjustments in their implementation. In the case of salespeople and others that are dealing with customers, managers can use coaching to teach employees how to tailor their conversation to fit the situation. In my readings on people-centric leadership, I found that people need to build and maintain ongoing relationships in all directions in companies. They don't want to feel like machines that get fixed. They want to feel like an individual person, to be challenged and to grow. They want to feel successful and that their success contributes to the overall success of the company. So what do researchers and coaches tell us about the level of coaching? Regardless of the industry, they found that low intensity or inconsistent coaching is not effective. Without consistent coaching, the learner will naturally default back to his or her existing ways of thinking and acting. So they recommend focusing on 2 or 3 people and coach them intensively for several months. Then move the focus to the next group of team members and continue less frequent coaching with the original group. Now, this doesn't mean that the other employees are ignored during the intense phase for the focus group, but that the employee development is organized around a variety of activities, including the coaching. Coaching sessions must consist of not only on-the-call observation and feedback for salespeople, but also on-the-job sessions for other employees. This means that managers must get out of the office and into the work environment to observe what's really happening. In addition to face-to-face opportunities, coaching in the office or via electronic means such as GoToMeeting or FaceTime or WebEx can be very helpful. As Darren Hardy, the publisher of Success Magazine, says, you can't expect what you don't inspect, and practicing bad habits only reinforces them. To get the most out of your investment, coaching must be an integral part of employee and management development. Coaching is not only valuable in reinforcing training and skill development, it's also a key element in several other factors that allow both the company and the employee to flourish. In building employee-manager relationships, coaching can provide opportunities for praise and affirmation. People like to be recognized in different ways. Some like to hear words of affirmation for the achievement of their goal or for the excellent execution of their job skills. The coach can point out positive actions, reinforce, and affirm them. This action helps employees feel valued, and when employees feel valued, they go the extra mile and have a sense of belonging to something larger than the individual.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
As a part of my work on people-centric leadership, I found a study by Burson and Associates. Interestingly, it states organizations that effectively train managers to coach their employees are 130% more likely to achieve greater business results, and 39% greater employee results. When a company coaches to achieve performance goals and creates an environment of people-centric leadership, they triumph over performance barriers, and they stand out as an organization from all the others. Everyone's passion, drive, and aspirations are aligned, and the entire organization is energized and inspired. Zappos, Menlo Innovations, and SureSeal are just a few of the examples of companies that encourage their people to set goals, they coach them, and they have achieved outstanding success. When coaching is a part of a company culture, employees feel safe in receiving both positive and developmental feedback. They also seek out ways to make performance and operational improvements, which ultimately lead to a better bottom line. A flourishing company starts with coaching at the top. To create an environment where employee coaching is part of the culture and has an impact on the bottom line, the leader is a role model who seeks out and engages a coach. Today's business conditions are constantly changing. Globalization, technology changes, evolving customer demographics all have an impact on how we operate and the ability to gain a competitive advantage. The skills and talent to rise above these challenges can make the difference between success and failure. A coach can provide insight and guidance so the leader provides an example, remains relevant, and provides a vision and inspiration to the whole organization. Successful leaders continuously work to be their best and to create an environment that engages, develops, and inspires people. When the leader operates with this attitude, the whole organization flourishes. Companies with engaged employees have higher retention rates, higher profitability, higher productivity, and higher customer satisfaction. Although many companies see coaching as an expense and an impact on the manager's time, it actually has a higher return on investment than many other investments. So if you're a CEO, an owner, or a manager, get a coach for your team. If you're an individual, get a personal coach. A coach can help you design and implement a personal plan for success. Coaching is a process that will lead you to success. Those with coaches like the Olympians I saw on TV seek to become their personal best, shouldn't you? The most admired leaders, athletes, speakers, and business people all say the best advice they ever received was to get a coach. I believe that because I've had several excellent coaches in my time, and it's made a difference in my business. So, when you're seeking out a coach, do your homework. Check out how long the person's been coaching. What results have they had? Check their track record. Check their references and question your candidates about how they fit your needs. Also check you'll be able to establish a good working relationship. You'll know if you have a good chemistry with the person. Finally, ensure your coach will challenge, motivate, and encourage you, as well as hold you accountable for your activities to reach your goals. Get a coach and watch your bottom line improve. Look for the list of reading resources on our page with this podcast. There are many more available, but our list will provide you with a good foundation. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Many thanks to my producer and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next week when I'll share more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so send your questions, comments, or suggest a topic to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Visit our website at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. There are resources available for you under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success. The link is on our website next to the podcast and blog post. It will be absolutely free and filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve your personal best. Well, that's all for today. Bye-bye now.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.